I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Happy New Year, listeners. Failing better, 2023. Can you believe it? I'm Sean McLaughlin.
I'm Johnny Pelham. Sean said he was going to mix up the intro today, and I think you did mix it up. I certainly felt slightly confused as to where any sentence was going.
Well, the good. I mean, that's sort of how it should be with most sentences. But here's what I had in mind, really, for the podcast moving forward, Johnny, at the beginning. Because I think normally we sort of do this whole thing like, how are you? Hope you're well. Blah, blah, blah. And neither of us are ever well. And neither of us have anything new to say. So I think if we've got a thing that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Maybe one of us should just jump in and just go, hey, and then we're off to the races, you know? So, like, do you have something you want to talk about?
Well, I was just going to talk about 2023 resolutions and all that shit, if you're doing anything.
Oh, that's a bloody... I mean, already I feel like this is a better podcast, don't you?
I'll have to listen back to it and study it and critically reflect on it before I make it. I'm massively adverse to any sort of sweeping generalizations or easy criticism. So I'll need quite an in-depth analysis.
I mean, look, how can anyone say this podcast isn't funnier than it used to be?
I mean, this first minute has been hilarious.
I've got do you know what? I've not got like resolutions, but I do feel like a new dawn is broken for Sean McLaughlin.
Wow, that's a big sentence. What do you mean by that?
What
does
like,
this new dawn look like?
Well, it looks a bit like me, but maybe with slightly better shoes. I think that's what it is.
So you've got to get right down to that. You've got to like look from the top. You're thinking this is the same dawn. And then you get to the shoes and you're like, fucking hell, this is a whole new dawn.
It's like the Italian football team in a major international tournament. You build from the back, and I view the shoes as the back of the body.
So you're saying your shoe is going to be the Gianluca Buffon, Cellini, and sort of Bonucci.
My shoes are the Buffon. My jeans are the Maldini. Yeah. My shirt is the Perlo.
Yeah.
And my top is Di Canio.
You've got
who, of course, is a fascist.
Brain of Di Canio, ears of Francesco Totti. What a man you are.
I'd love that. I'd love to have Totti's ears.
I've never noticed Totti's ears, but I imagine they're beautiful, pristine ears. In my head, Totti's got fantastic ears.
Better than my fucking old lug holes.
Undoubtedly, Totti's got better ears than you.
No, I am. I do feel like things could change for me this year. Could is the big word there. Because I think most years I've said things will change. This year I've gained enough wisdom, possibly through doing this podcast. Because as everyone knows, our wisdom is wise.
And our jokes are funny. And I think, what more could you want? Yeah, come on. What more can you want?
Have you got resolutions then? What are you up to?
I'm also feeling very chipper. I did 3 gigs this week. Love them. Genuinely really enjoyed doing stand-up again. Realised I've been a bit of a flump for the last year. And I'm feeling out of it. I'm feeling very ready to gig and make my life enjoyable and fun.
Okay, well, your tech just cut out halfway through that sentence, but we're going to plough ahead.
Basically, I'm feeling good. Gigging again. Done 8 days of no drinking, dry January. and things are good.
Why do you think you enjoyed the gig so much? Where were they? What was the vibe? What was your role within the gig?
I was tickets. I was getting the tickets off people.
You've always loved that.
I just love it.
That's why you got into the game.
It is, because they seem so excited. I say, have you got a ticket? And they say, yes. I say, there's going to be some great comedians on. They say, that sounds fantastic. Then I go home.
And then you go, you don't fucking work for the NHS. You're not getting this fucking discount. You're not convincing me with that fucking stethoscope. That's what you say.
I'm very severe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not willing to just take... If they haven't got the right ID... Look, you can be 74. You're not getting into my comedy club unless you've got ID. I scream that. I say, listen, Doris, go home, get your fucking ID, and you come back for the first break. But you're not getting into my comedy club. That's what I say to them.
That's what you do. You do. You go, I don't care how disabled you look, okay? Yeah. If you don't have the right paperwork, I'm not giving you the discount.
Doctor's note. Is this a doctor's note? These tears? No, they're not. So
you need to call up your local GP.
Yeah.
And you need to say, I need a note telling me that I'm ill enough to justify a £1 reduction on my ticket.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's full price. And so I really enjoyed that. You know, it's caused a lot of chaos, screaming at people. And it just makes me feel alive. When other people around me feel sad, I feel better, Sean.
It's funny that, isn't it? It's funny.
What I like about it, I said that as a joke. And then Sean looked like... That's actually really true, though.
That's a very, very, another wise comment from old Johnny Pelham.
Sean only feels good at funerals. At funerals of people he doesn't really love. He's like, yes, look at them all crying.
Or divorces. Yeah. What were the gigs then that you did, Johnny?
I did one at the Lead Mill in Sheffield.
Wonderful venue.
And then I did two at the Glasgow Stand. Got the Megabus. I was talking about this on the... Patreon, the Megas, but I love the Megabus.
On the what? I mean, I know what you meant, but you didn't really.
Did I not say Patreon?
No, you did. Well, you went saying Megabus. That's what you said.
God, you sound like me at that ticket office. I don't care how you sound. You're not coming in unless you got a doctor's note.
Patreon episode is what Johnny just said. And if you wish to hear that, you can sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/failingbetter. More content every week.
And now is a good time because you don't get billed for a month and you get billed on the first of the month. So you can have like 3 weeks without paying to see if it is worth it. But that was quite a good little plug, I thought. Quite a versatile plug. It'd be good in Europe and in the UK.
It is the best plug I've used. It's the one that went straight up my butthole last night.
And that's a good plug. I mean, that is the butt plug is a good plug.
If we're rating plugs, and I think we might be, Johnny. Number one, sink. Number two, butt. Number three, the one we just did for our Patreon.
Sean, I can't get behind the idea that the sink plug is better than a butt plug.
What about plug for the Bash Street Kids? How high is he?
What?
You know, the Bash Street Kids. Do you remember the Bash Street Kids?
You mean the Backstreet Boys?
No, from the Beano. There was one of the comics was a bunch of naughty school kids.
No, I never read the Beano.
One of them was called Plug.
Really? Was he a good character?
He looked exactly like me, and he was probably the star of the show, if I'm honest.
So I think butt plug number one.
The best
plug. Have you ever used a butt plug?
No comment. Definitely no comment.
That's yes. That's a yes.
Definitely no comment.
That's an absolute yes. Because I've never used a butt plug and I feel very confident saying no. Well, no comment means yes. When did you use your butt plug, Sean?
Well, it's not... Look, I've not had one. I've been in the room as people have used one. I have not been the person to enter it into myself.
When you said people, how many people are in this room?
This conversation must end. It must end now.
This is so exciting. So can you...
Look, I had a very, very out-of-the-box first communion. Okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
I went to a very progressive parish. I don't want to talk about it, Johnny.
Well, that's very exciting. So you've been in a room with someone who's got a butt plug in their butt. How exciting.
Patreon listeners should know this is the point where I've lost my... This is the moment for me. So
we were both feeling optimistic on the Patreon episode, and we did a bet of when we'd lose faith. And Sean's gone early. I still have faith.
Mine's gone early, almost as early as that butt plug went straight out the old butthole.
Well, anyway, I was on the. I had to get the Megabus to Glasgow, and what I realised is I love the Meg. Because, like, I've done some right things this year. Like, I went to the BAFTAs. But the thing about going to the BAFTAs is, me at the BAFTAs is just terrifying. Because, like, I'm just surrounded by people who are clearly better than me. Mm. I'm just, like, Martin Freeman's over there, and I'm thinking, just panicking. Like, do I talk to. Like, what would I say to Martin Freeman? The whole. Whereas the Megabus is surrounded by my people.
You know, you don't view yourself as inferior to people on the Megabus?
No, I feel those are my
really?
Crowd.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. What sort of people are there? What sort of people are on there?
Well, everyone's having a crisis on the Megabus.
100%, yeah.
And you've got, like, those are my people. Like, you can have shit on your shoe and people are like, yeah, that's fine. You can, you know, obviously have jizz on your coat. People are like, that's fine.
Obviously.
Where else would it be? Yeah, you can have a plug up your butt. And we're like, of course.
I know what you mean because Sean's house. This morning I was having a walk down the street and I needed the toilet and I just went in the Wetherspoons in Streatham.
Yeah, perfect.
And it was 10:30 a.m. and it was packed and I looked around at the sort of mob that were there.
Yeah.
Many of them 3 or 4 pints deep and I did think, here we are. We're all here. well done us.
You wash your hands, you get a round of applause, you're seen as one of the great citizens of the Wetherspoons.
You don't wash your hands in a Wetherspoons. Not without getting some abuse. vegetarian, are you? Washing your hands.
Fucking woke.
It's woke.
Political correctness gone mad washing your hands. You sheeple. Bet you wear a mask too, don't you? You fucking wanker.
Yeah, yeah. Take that butt plug out of my arse.
So I'm really loving comedy again, which is really nice.
That's great, man. I'm looking forward to getting there. I haven't had a gig yet this year, but I've got a few this week, and they should be nice. I think I'm not putting any pressure on myself because I'm probably not writing a new show. I just want to build up some stuff at a nice pace, do nice gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. That's the thing. It's a good thing to be a comedian. It's just a lot of the time it's crap, I think.
I think I got into a flunk with it. Was I just felt like I wasn't very good at comedy. I didn't really know I was doing it. I was like, what is this? And now I think I'm fine. I'm fine at comedy.
I do genuinely think my enjoyment of comedy is completely in proportion to whether I feel it matters being good or not. I don't give a fuck anymore. just crank out the jokes.
Any promoters listening, I'd like to say I have the exact opposite opinion. I've never cared more about this art form.
Of course I care, but I think it's more like, yeah, we're fine, we're good comedians, there's no issue, right?
I know what you mean.
I mean, talk about two idiots tempting fate.
Yeah. Well, this month I'm just doing really nice gigs, and I think that's having a big part of my enjoying comedy again. It's just like...
Yeah, definitely.
And it was like the social side, just sitting in a green room, chatting away, slagging off someone more successful than me. It's great.
Yeah, that is great. That is great. That's why I always like this podcast, to be honest.
Yeah. Because we can slag each other off. And both each of us thinks the other one's more successful than
us. That's your goal, is it? Because we sort of asked what your goals were, and yours were to keep doing comedy and keep enjoying it.
Well, I'm going to write a new show. So one of my goals is to write a shit hot show, or at least a competent show for Edinburgh, and then tour it. So that sort of feels quite nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to film my last Edinburgh show from 4 years ago. So nice and quick on that. Well, someone's knocking on the door. I'm going to have to go because it's an Amazon package and Toby's going to kill me. Fill time, Sean, fill time.
Okay. Well, it's good to be back, everyone. That's all I want to say. I've been feeling good as well. I had a little impromptu trip to Morocco with my wife that I was not looking forward to. But actually, Morocco is a country that really is spellbinding. It definitely gets you out of your rhythm. You have to pay attention to it. A very threatening country in many ways. Everyone's trying to rip you off. And I sort of liked that.
What's happening? What are you talking about?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I feel like anything could be said there. Sorry, we've got a new bed coming, and Sophie's been like, "I'm going to leave whilst you're doing your little podcast." She calls it little podcast.
I hate that. It's good. What? You win 2 BAFTAs, and you think you're better than failing better?
She's not better than it. I tell her that every day.
I'm not joking. We're going to win 3 BAFTAs. How about that?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, we've not got nominated for best podcast at the podcast awards, but we're gonna. I think if this doesn't win an Emmy this year, I think we quit.
Yeah, I think that's a blood pact that we've both decided on.
Yeah, Emmy all out.
I just want to say something, Johnny. You seem very out of breath.
Well, I'm really sprinted.
What is the current state of your physical fitness as we go into the new year?
I would say, and I mean this very honestly, appalling.
Mm.
Like, the other day, Sophie woke me up. Sophie's a bit of a sleep fascist, but nonetheless, she just said, she woke me up because I was breathing too loudly. Mm. And that must be because of not moving enough during the day. Like, I think, like, the passages of my lungs are getting, like, blocked by laziness.
Yeah, yeah, it does seem like it.
Like, I am out of breath.
That is one of my goals this year, my main ambition, is to get really fit.
Right. Do you mean attractiveness? Because that's going to cost a lot of money, I think.
Look, I don't mean in terms of the face. There is a limit to how much you can do there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think basically I'm at a point now where I go, it's now or never for me to get a hot bod.
How hot are we talking? Are we talking like Brad Pitt in like 300? No. Like how hot are we talking?
In what, in 300? Yeah, Brad
Not
Pitt.
Not in 300. What's he doing?
I love that film.
Look, we can all. I made a little mistake. What's the film he did where he was Achilles?
Troy.
Troy. Helen of Troy must have been fit.
Great book. Helen of Troy must have been fit. I think
satire. Done. Is that satire? I don't want it.
When are we going to get our BAFTA?
That's Emmy. I want an Emmy. Helen of Troy. Get her on page 3 of the Sun. And get Red Tops moving again.
Anyway, sidestepping that potential lawsuit from, I don't even know who, just the entire female population, I think.
Imagine if you got sued by women.
By womanhood.
Yeah, bad year for me. I mean, sued by every woman.
The concept of womanhood has sued failing better. And still our Patreon numbers don't rise. I want to get fit. No, I don't want to get that fit. I'm watching that show, The White Lotus. Have you watched that show?
Oh, it's so good.
You think so?
Yeah. Do you not like it?
Oh, no, I like it. I don't think it's grabbed me the way it's grabbed everyone else, but I do like it.
Are you on season 2?
Yeah, yeah. We just started that.
Season 2 is better than the season 1. I think season 1 was fine. I think season 2 is actually very good.
I think it's really good. But, like, all the men... Is that just what men have to look like now?
Not in Hollywood they do, but that's... But men... Like, English men just look like sort of bits of gone-off ham. So we're never
Yeah, I know,
good.
But I think even a lot of the men, like, even a lot of the lads that I see walking around now, like, I think everyone goes to the gym and stuff. And I feel like I've lost my way a bit. And I just want to get... I'm lucky. It won't take that much for me to get a fit body. Because obviously I'm naturally quite stacked, you know.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that. The thing about you is you're very, like, wiry. Like, you'd be a good... You're not really meant to be a human, I don't think. Like, you'd be a good, like, what would you
I'm like a grasshopper. Yeah, I'm like a grasshopper.
Yes! That's exactly right. You'd be a great... If you were a grasshopper, you'd be a fit grasshopper.
Thanks.
People would be like, God, that grasshopper. Like, you'd be going out with, like, the Halle Berry of the grasshopper world. You'd probably be in Hollywood, you know, grasshopper Hollywood. But as a human, you're fucked. I mean, you're never going to...
What do you reckon grasshopper Hollywood... What sort of films do you think they're producing then?
I guess Bugs.
Just Bugs Life and ants.
And I guess like the pole vault and the long jump would be much higher status in the grasshopper community.
Why? Because do grasshoppers jump a lot? I don't even know that.
They're jumpy, aren't they? They're jumpy chaps. So I reckon that'd be like their 100 meter sprint would be their long jump.
Guys, I think it's a really good time to just say you have to give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We think this is a 5-star comedy podcast.
It is. We're talking about the Grasshopper Olympics. I mean, how have we got here? What kooky dudes?
Just a couple of kooky dudes.
Hey, it's the Olympics, right? But it's not humans. It's grasshoppers.
It's grasshoppers. It's not. You think someone's firing a gun at the beginning? They're not firing a gun. They're bloody They're shooting a larval egg out of their arse.
5 stars.
5 stars, please. It's the Grasshopper Olympics. every year they they don't jump over hurdles, they jump over fucking twigs or something.
5 stars. It's a Grasshopper Olympics.
Grasshopper Olympics. Do you want to think of one, Johnny? What else happens?
What else happens at the Grasshopper Olympics? They also do things like judo, but in the country we're in, they don't really care about that much. It's more of a Japanese grasshopper sort of thing.
Whoa, Grasshopper Olympics, 5 stars.
I made it to your political.
You certainly did, Johnny. I mean, this is, so far, a white-knuckle ride into the minds and bodies of two, I'm going to say, psychopaths. I want to get fit. I want to get fit because, actually, weirdly, you said Hollywood. I'm going to LA later this
year. Whoa, that's going to be a weird... That's going to be... What do you think that's
going to
be?
Sorry,
like?
Sorry. When I say LA, I mean Lincoln Abattoir. I'm going to the Lincoln... No, I'm going to...
That's where we're doing our first Patreon record from the abattoir.
Welcome to the slaughterhouse floor.
These pigs are going to die, and so is any sense of joy that you've had about the world.
Here we are, speculating on what a bug Olympics would look like.
As the light goes from these pigs' eyes.
They know they're being killed. It's a horrible world we live in.
These pigs couldn't be in the Olympics because they're about to be brutally massacred en masse. Keep supporting the Patreon.
Genuinely, just a 5-star review and you don't even have to listen to the podcast anymore. Just give us a 5-star.
So you're going to LA. That's exciting.
I'm going to Los Angeles and I don't want to be the biggest wiener there. And I know that they've got big drug problems in LA, so I'm assuming there'll be a few people with my body type, complexion, sort of mental faculties.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to just get a bit healthy, because I used to be in very, very good shape.
Was there at least one too many varies in that sentence?
How many varies did I say?
You said 2 varies. I don't know if you were ever in very, very good shape.
Well, it depends. Look, compared to Usain Bolt, no.
Yeah.
Compared to you, probably.
I think you're probably one very better than me, but I don't think you're very, very good shape is can be right.
Well, what's your definition of good shape? Very good shape.
Very
like
good
I used
shape.
To be, I was very athletic.
Were you good at like the 10,000 meters? I can imagine you being a good long.
Was I good at the 10,000 meters?
I imagine you being a good like middle distance runner.
Yeah, I was. I was very good.
Were you like county level?
I ran for my school.
Wait a minute. Are you Sean McLaughlin from the 2012 Olympics? Are you Sean McLaughlin?
That's right, guys. It's Grasshopper Olympic gold medal winner Sean McLaughlin giving you a masterclass in how to win the Grasshopper 10,000 metres, which is what? Probably more like 60 inches or something. God, what a shit podcast.
Oh, God. It's mad, isn't it, that the Grasshopper... 10,000 meters.
We have to nip this right in the bud.
All right, let's nip it. I was going to make a penis joke.
No, go on then. But... You're going to make a penis joke?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm curious enough because I heard the first 3 words of it. I don't know how that was going to be a penis joke.
Because you said the Grasshopper 10,000 meters was 60 inches. And I was going to say, it's amazing that the Grasshopper 10,000 meters is just the size of one of my penises. Sort of implying there that you have more than one, which was a mistake.
It is staggering that people give us money to do this podcast. Like, it is mad.
I think this is the best podcast we've ever done. Certainly the best podcast this year.
It's the best podcast of this calendar year.
Yeah.
Of across all podcasts.
Yeah, I agree.
I've listened to no podcast this year.
I don't listen to podcasts, they're not for me.
It isn't my medium, really.
So you're going to LA?
Go to LA, and I just want to get a bit fit. Like, and I'm in okay shape, I suppose. I eat relatively well. I just need to get I've got really skinny arms. I just want to get them less skinny, and then I think the rest of it kind of takes care of itself.
Are you doing weights? Are you doing sit-ups? How are you trying to get better?
Yeah, I want to build my arms up, so I'm doing a lot of sit-ups.
No, I just meant in general, what's your regime?
Well, regime is a strong word. I wouldn't say that it's sort of a regime. It's more of a sort of, I don't know. I did some weights today. I've got this, the most effective technique for me, because I've got a bit of nerve damage in my right arm and I have a bit of sort of mobility issues. So I can't do proper dumbbells on the right arm. which means my right arm is sort of thinner than my left, which I'm very self-conscious about.
I've never noticed that, but that'll be stored away for an insult in the coming eps or
if you're looking to twist the knife, Johnny, that is absolutely the one to get for me.
Great. Well, this is really good knowledge.
Yeah. So what I do is I get a towel and I step on it and I pull it.
A towel? What?
Apparently that's what they do in prison. And it really works for me, given my limitations on the right side of my body.
So you're hoping that picking up a towel over enough repetitions is going to make you Brad Pitt fit?
Look, Brad Pitt is not my...
Who's your goal?
Oh, fuck, who's my goal?
Neville Southall.
Vincent Del Bosque or someone like that.
Andres Iniesta.
No, I think if I just keep if I keep stepping on this towel and trying to lift it, eventually I can get shredded.
Good luck with it. I believe in you, Sean. I think a lot of our listeners won't, but I believe that.
I did look into trying to get a personal trainer, and then I, as soon as I thought about what that would entail, I thought I can't. Mm. I just can't. How can I say that to them? Because they always go, "What are your fitness goals?"
I want to be LA fit.
What's my fit? Oh, I want to be able to peel an orange. Like, that's my goal. I want to have enough strength in my fingers that I can pierce an orange peel.
I want to be able to break some spaghetti.
I want to be able to open a fucking carton of milk once.
I want to take my dad off speed dial for when I need to get into drinks.
It's happened again, Dad.
Well, that's insight. So to sum up, you're planning to get Hollywood fit, and you're going to do that by picking up a towel.
I
believe in you, Sean.
Thanks, man.
And we should check in like next year to see if you've achieved the goals of you getting shredded.
Well, I've got weights as well. Like, sometimes I lie in my bed and I just push weights up and down. And
I think we're getting a glimpse sad existence.
Getting more than a glimpse, you're getting the whole kit and caboodle. I do sit ups and stuff, and I go for runs.
How far are you running?
Just however. I mean, as long as the police are chasing, really. Is.
Good little joke there you slipped in.
It was we are capable of making an entertaining podcast. We're just choosing not to.
We've got to
always have
that
in your head, listeners.
Yeah.
At any point, we can make this podcast more successful. We're just happy on the sort of bottom rung.
We're underground podcasters.
We are underground. I said that to my wife the other day.
Yeah.
And she sort of went to the window and shrugged a little bit. Which she went, "Why aren't you listening to any of these best podcast things?" I'm like, "Yeah, we're too cool for that. We're like the indie podcast." And she went,
"We are. We're the Velvet Underground."
Yeah, we're the Velvet Underground. And you've never heard of them.
I've never heard of them either.
What's the thing they say about the Velvet Underground? No one listened to the first album, but everyone who did started a band. That's what people can say. You go, no one listened to Fade It Better, but everyone who did
killed
bought a gun.
Everyone who did became an incel.
Everyone who did committed heinous acts of violence. Yeah. But I am feeling optimistic. I know what you mean. 2023, I don't know why. It's like, I think I've only just realised what a weight I've been carrying maybe mentally the last sort of few months. And I feel like it's a new start for me.
What do you think the weight's been? Just having too much work on. You've had a lot of work on, haven't you? Every time we talk, you're
pulling
your hair up.
But I don't know about that. I think it's just, I don't know. I think there's something psychological about a new calendar year that just sort of, it's an opportunity.
I feel that. I realised last year, me and Sophie did like...
Excuse me.
Life goals and like what we want to do. It was very funny. Sophie did like a vision board where she drew a tree, then she cut out the tree, then she stuck things on paper about who she wanted to be, blah blah blah. I just did like a bullet point list of goals for the year. we were the exact opposite. She went into great detail like plotting out all this shit.
Yeah,
mine was just 8 hopes for the year.
And how many of those did you succeed in?
Well, we did it. I didn't do it last year. So I think last year I sort of got into a bit of a flump. Mm. Talked about flump a lot in the
Patreon. I just want you to stop using that. You must know another word. At least say slump.
Flump's a better word than slump. This feels like a question for Twitter.
But what's a better word, flump or slump?
Yeah. If anyone says slump to that question, they're fucking idiots. Flump is clearly a better word than slump.
I'm sorry. I think you might be leading the witness there, Johnny.
Yeah, but that's
I think slump's a better word than flump. So there you go, listeners.
Yeah.
Well, another brilliant reason to follow our Twitter at FailingPod. What's a better word, slump or flump?
And let me, I feel
one of our goals mutually was to make this podcast successful. It's never going to happen.
We're like that
29-year-old that you sometimes bump into in the pub with a massive pot belly who still thinks he can play in the Premier League. Going to happen.
We're in underground, but that's just because we're in the sewer with the rats and the shit.
We're underground.
Yeah.
We're like Master Splinter before he learnt karate. Just a rat trying to make a bunch of turtles buy him a pizza. Fucking hate my life now. @FailingPod. Follow us @FailingPod.
But yeah, I'm feeling good. I've not drank for 9 days, which is nice.
Well, that is very nice, I've got to say. I've got back from Morocco yesterday.
Oh, how was that?
It was amazing. I loved it. I've already told the listeners about it. When you went away, I briefed them on my
Morocco trip.
Though I'm worried that you arrived at a point where I stopped, where it sounded like I was maybe saying something quite objectionable about the Moroccan people. I make it very clear. Incredible people, such a warm welcome. Love the culture. Can't wait to go back. Genuinely.
This sounds like the retraction sort of Andrew Tate's about to make about women. I argue it, they're great.
I don't know anything about Andrew Tate.
I don't really. I just know he's a cunt. But that's it.
That's probably what he thinks about us.
You think he's ever heard of us?
Imagine if he said, everything I learned about women, I learned from failing better.
God, that would be... You know what? Our numbers would go up, but we'd have to change. We'd have to either lose all of them or really lean into some really horrific thoughts and comments. What do you think we'd do in that situation?
I think we would bury our head in the sand and just carry on. Carry on as normal. Faith in the knowledge that all the fans would drift away, like so many others have in the past.
That's exactly what happened. We'd start getting really horrific, like, Gmail letters. And just, like, let's just ignore everything that's being said.
Yeah. We'd get some really bad Gmail letters for sure, Johnny.
Why do you treat me in such a mean way?
I don't treat you in a mean way. I agree with you. Those Gmail letters we'd get would be terrible.
Look, I make tiny mistakes with grammar and such, and you make me feel so small.
Aww. Yes, alcohol. So I barely drank, obviously, because alcohol is it's meant to be forbidden in Morocco. I did have a couple beers at one point because we were staying in one place that offered them.
So how illegal? Like, is it just completely accepted that alcohol? Because you couldn't buy a joint in a cafe in the UK. So is it, presumably it's even less strictly enforced than weed here?
There were very few places where I went to where it was on off.
Oh, really?
Very few. And almost all of them were like out of the main Medina city, old city limits.
Yeah. So what do you do in Morocco? Talk us through your... How long were you there? A week?
Yeah, we were there for a week. And it was a trip that, as you know, I wasn't actually very eager for because I felt like I was quite wiped.
Yeah.
After the year, and particularly after the Christmas period, and I could have just done with a few more days lounging around the house. My wife felt the same, and then we went to Marrakesh, and I just immediately just loved it. And I think it was the perfect holiday. Like, if you're feeling like ground down a bit and maybe mentally sort of a bit unsure of yourself, maybe a bit anxious, most people, I think, they go, oh, I just want a relaxing holiday. I think go to a place like Morocco, which is like a full-on assault on the senses. It's like being punched in the face when you go to Marrakesh.
That's actually their slogan, isn't it? Marrakesh, it's like being punched in the face.
It's like being punched in the fucking face. Because because it's just so full-on. And it's such a different culture. And it's so, like, you really have to just keep moving and keep walking. Like, Marrakesh, certainly within the old city. You've been there, haven't you? Because I sent you a message when I was there.
Yeah, I've been to Marrakesh. I've been to Morocco. Hitchhiked there from Newcastle.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like a thing that only an idiot wouldn't have loads of great memorable stories about.
It certainly does.
But it's like the most interesting, particularly in the old city, which is where we stayed in like this Riyadh in the old city. There's nowhere to stop. There's nowhere to like stop and look out. Like, you're always moving. You're always... There's always people trying to sell you things.
And the markets are crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, I loved it. I just loved it.
Did you buy anything?
I loved it so much. In Fez, we went to Fez.
Did you get a Fez?
I didn't get a Fez. I really wanted to. But we bought a...
monkey. You bought a monkey?
Bought a monkey.
And,
and I'd like to introduce him to you. His name is Johnny Pelham. He thinks he's a human.
Hello.
I didn't really get that. I just made a joke. You know when you make jokes that you don't, don't get? Care. I sort of thought, I hope this is a joke.
It wasn't. No. It wasn't at all. Anyway, let's crack on. So
we bought a bracelet, and I sort of said, I said to my wife, we haven't done any sort of barter. We haven't got anything. And then this guy kind of said, oh, this is the only, this used to be a synagogue. This is like the only, one of the few old synagogues in Fez. Because obviously it's a very Muslim, you know, the Muslims came in and, you know, took over. In like, I don't know what year it was. Why are you laughing at that?
Just, I think the first, the Muslims came over and took over out of context.
It does. I mean, it does feel like Andrew Tate's fans would latch onto that in particular.
That's a bit we clip for the social. Yeah,
the Muslims came. But they did. It's interesting historically because it's so similar to the south of Spain, Morocco.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if you've been to Granada, but like, it's almost exactly the same as a Moroccan city because of the Muslim, when Islamic version of the Crusades or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not the fucking fella to ask about this shit. What I'm saying is, this guy got us into his little shop.
Yeah.
And we just knew he was selling us something. And sometimes you just go, just do it. Do your thing.
Yeah,
I am so willing at this point.
Yeah.
He said, oh yeah, it'll be 750 dirham for this. And then we got him down to, I think, 350. And it was a lovely thing.
And it cost 4 dirham to make.
It probably did. I mean, the thing is, all of it was bullshit. He went, you could tell this is a good product. And he lit a lighter underneath the ruby. He goes, that's how you know it's real. And I was like, I don't know what that proves. But I sort of like salespeople.
I know what you mean. And it's sort of admire part of the experience, isn't it, to be conned? Like, you're sort of meant to be ripped off there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice looking thing. You know, my wife wanted it and sort of said, oh, I'll give it to my mum. And then, and I just, maybe it's real, maybe it isn't. Who cares?
And honestly, if there's a massive fire in your house, you know, it'll survive. That can be the last thing, you know, your house burns down, there's just that bracelet, and you go, good quality.
Yeah. It definitely soothes our worries, knowing that at least the bracelet will survive.
Yeah.
Provided the fire is only the same size as a sort of lighter.
Which I imagine it will, mate. When I went to Marrakesh, one of the people I was with like haggled for ages about a carpet. Like, I'm saying like an hour. You know when you go away and then you come back?
Yeah.
And he was walking around, he's like, fucking got a fucking great carpet here. And then someone said to him, how are you going to get it back on the flight? And like, he just stopped dead and went, oh, shit. it was such a funny moment. It's running so... Yeah, it was just great.
Because they ship them, don't they? They always say, we'll ship the carpets.
Well, maybe they did. This guy didn't seem to be aware of that because he didn't seem to think that was what was happening. He just thought he was having to bring it back on the flight.
We were brought into a carpet hard sell situation at one point where we got a tour from. We went from Marrakesh up to Fez through the Atlas Mountains and the Sahara Desert. I mean, it really is. It is an incredible place to go, Morocco.
Like, did you stay the night at the Sahara? Did you like stay?
Yeah,
over?
We stayed the night at the Sahara
That's
Desert.
Cool.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. And we got taken through all the old, like, I think they're called the Burma villages.
Yeah, the
Burma villages, which were like, they're the original native Moroccan people.
Yeah.
And then when, like, from the Middle East, when the Muslims came and took it.
I think we should call this episode When the Muslims Came.
Well, we're either calling it that or Grasshopper Olympics. Yeah. Whichever one is going to get us the most listens, that's what we're going for. But they took them over. But then at one point we were towing around all these villages.
So what's their
villages?
Pardon? No, you go on. You've got a good anecdote. I've just got a query afterwards.
One of them was used extensively for the film Gladiator.
Oh.
And they just kept talking about, this is where they did this in Gladiator. And then they showed us, he took us into like this house and there was like a woman making rugs out of camel wool.
Wow.
And he was like, gave us this long thing about it. He goes, yeah, we use vertical looms, which means they last for a lifetime. You know, this is a generational purchase. If you want to buy one of our, you know, we're the only people who make rugs like this, you know, and they were sort of selling them, giving us the hard sell about, you know, we charge a lot, but, you know, this one might be 1200 euros, but it takes 6 months and it will last your family 100 years. Mm. And then no one bought anything. And I'm glad no one did, because we turned the corner as soon as we left and there was literally just a van full of them. We sort of undermined it a bit.
1200 euros is too much to ask, isn't it?
But, I mean, they're trying their luck. I mean, I don't blame them. All they need is one person week to do that.
Yeah, they just need one idiot. Yeah. And that could have been you. I see where they were coming from.
100%. The biggest mistake they've made is banning alcohol in a country where, if you'd have given me a couple beers and then in that heat and put me in there, I'd have bought anything.
And also, I think they should isolate each, because I think a group has got the will to be like, that, like, next doubt will spread amongst the group. But if it's just couples, I think they should split people up into different...
Yeah, yeah.
And then really go to town. Because I think you and Alex would have bought one if it was just you and you were pissed and someone kept talking about how amazing a carpet was.
It was really cool. Like, but stuff like that, like the history of it and all the old cities and the old kasbahs. Mm. And then we went through the Sahara. We got to ride on camels, which, you know, me and my wife are quite sort of animal rights hippie, you know, nerds. But even we were like, let's just do it. Let's just go for it. And then we got like this campsite and the people who were like the hosts sang us loads of songs and like played Moroccan drums, and it's like, this is cool.
Do you feel weird? When I went to Tanzania, I just felt weird when that sort of stuff happened, because it felt so like their culture being like commodified into a... Do you know what I mean?
I definitely felt that. I mean, part of me thought, are they only doing this as part of like a tourist thing?
Yeah.
If they were, they were certainly selling it well. But I thought afterwards, it's really funny that this is viewed as a legitimate thing. Like, oh, what a great experience. Like, if I stayed in a travel lodge in Redditch and the manager gathered all the guests and said, I'm now going to sing you all a song.
Sweet Caroline.
But there was one point where there were a few other people. I was the only English person. And they went round and they found all the people. There were loads of French people, loads of Spanish people, and a few Americans. And they went round all the nations and go, now you all sing a song from your culture and we'll play along. And I said to my wife, I go, if they ask me to sing it, I am going to just fucking go walk away. And then they got to me and I was like, I don't know what to...
What did you sing?
Luckily, one of them said, where are you from? And I said, England. And they immediately started singing We Will Rock You. And I was like, thank God. Thank fucking God. What would I have
Freddie
done?
Mercury saves the day again.
Like, fuck. And then these Americans started singing American Pie, and it was one of the most toe-curling
that doesn't sound
30
good.
Seconds of my life. But
Well, Americans are just thinking about food, aren't they? So it makes sense to be thinking about American Pie.
They love food and teen sex comedies.
And apple pie.
Yeah. Johnny, we've made that joke. You literally made that joke.
Yes, but I was re-establishing the premise and taking it a step further. I think I've just heard the dog go again.
Fucking hell. All right, off your pup. Off your pup. So, yeah. Morocco, amazing country. Really glad I went, and I do feel better, listeners. I hope you're having a good 2023. I should let you know, Johnny would be too shy to mention this on the podcast. He's been having a few problems with eczema, particularly around the arse. He sort of said he might talk about it. I get in the sense he doesn't want to talk about it. But if you have any suggestions for creams, it is all on his ass. So do write in with your suggestions. How you doing, man?
Good, good. I can see from your cheeky face you've done something mischievous.
No, I haven't done anything. I was just happy to see you. I think I'm really enjoying doing the pod again.
No, you and then you've been too complimentary. You've been you've been cruel to me. I've left.
I've genuinely been very nice to you there.
Have you?
You're going to listen back to this episode when it's released.
Yeah.
Certainly not before. And you're going to be like, oh, he did a really nice thing for me there.
Well, I look forward to it. I don't trust you, I've realised, Sean.
Why?
I think because you seem too pleased with yourself. You've got the face of a man who's been cruel and then got away with it. Have you watched the show The Traitors?
No, I haven't.
I think you've been bad on it.
Oh, because... oh, that, then I can't wait to watch it. What a great recommendation.
No, but I watch professional football. I don't look at it and go, oh yeah, in this context, I'd thrive.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I guess what I'm saying is that the fact that I don't think you've been good at the Traitors doesn't mean the TV show is a bad show. Like in the same way that I know I've been bad at football, but it doesn't mean I don't enjoy watching football.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not going to watch Traitors now anyway.
Why not?
Because you watch it and I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of having a conversation with me. No, but also, I feel like I've missed the boat with it.
Can I say, I don't think you can say you don't get the satisfaction of having a conversation with someone who you're hosting a podcast with.
I'm not giving you the satisfaction of bringing my A game to this podcast. So my goal is to be fit. And I did lose a lot of weight in Morocco, which is interesting because literally all those fucking people eat is bread. So, Did you find that when you went? I just ate so much bread and pastries and like all of it was so carby. But I guess you're walking a lot.
It's remarkable how little I can remember from my trip to Morocco.
So you hitchhiked from Morocco, from Newcastle to Morocco?
Yeah.
And did you actually properly hitchhike the whole way, or were there times where you had to buy tickets?
No, the only time we had to get a ticket was on the ferry.
Really?
Because you can hitchhike there, but I think then that's literally illegal because you're not buying a ticket to the ferry.
Yeah. So you hitchhike. What was the hardest part to hitchhike from? Because I've tried hitchhiking in the UK before and no one came close to picking me up.
Really? Because it's actually not that. You have to wait like an hour or two and then you... The hardest bit was outside of Calais where we genuinely thought this might be impossible. Like we had to wait like 10 hours or something.
Okay.
But that was
the hardest. Is that just because of everyone's on... I think ferries getting into France and stuff.
And I think so much of it is like being dropped off in a good spot. And yeah. I think we just had a shit spot. So like we were just in the middle of town or whatever. So no one...
I love that. You just in Newcastle city centre get picked up. All right, where you going, lads? Yeah. Morocco. Fuck off, mate.
Me too?
Me too, mate. Let's fucking do pop. Let's go to Morocco.
But yeah, we got there. We had a very fun time. I can remember almost nothing about it. One of my aims this year is to get someone managed to get a bit of memory for stuff. I don't really know how to do that. I guess I just have to be in the present more in my life.
Yes. Make a journal. Do a journal. That's what I do.
You know what I did? We did a journal of that and I've lost it.
You did a journal of that? Of what?
Of the hitchhiking experience.
Oh, did you?
Because my friend was like, we should remember this. And then recently messaged me going, have you got that journal?
So like, he's lost it as well, has he?
Well, I was the writer of the journal.
Oh, great.
That was an administrative error on his part.
Yeah. The big time.
Because I'm obviously stupid.
No, your stupidity isn't obvious. That's your greatest asset, I think, as a person.
That's why this podcast has been a big mistake.
Why?
Because I think before this podcast, people would look at my face and assume I was more intelligent than I am.
Well, you've got glasses, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something.
I'm lucky that I look a lot thicker than I am.
I don't know.
I'm not thick.
I think you look pretty on brand. You look like a cartoon character, and you have the intelligence of a cartoon character.
Yeah, sure. Whereas you look like an esteemed professor or something.
But I think I could do a professor because I feel like I could have. I have that intelligence. What I don't have any intelligence of is like. Like, if someone said to me, John, if I was on Taskmaster, I'd just...
So is someone saying this to you? Or is someone saying, John, if I was on Taskmaster? Or is this you starting
to... I changed my analogy.
Okay, cool.
If I was on Taskmaster, like, second task in, I'd just curl into a ball and start...
What playing. I like about that is that you are represented by the company that make Taskmaster, and so it isn't actually that ridiculous that you could one day be on it.
Yeah,
even now you're going, I'm out, I'm throwing in the towel.
No, I'll do it in a second for the money and the fun. But really the money, but I'd be awful on it.
Yeah.
Unless anyone from Avalon is listening to this, in which case I'd be very good and I think I could make an excellent contribution.
I think you'd be brilliant on Taskmaster.
Well, it would be funny. I'd be funny.
I think you'd be great. Because isn't the idea... I don't watch it, really.
I don't watch it either. But People keep saying, oh, it's great, isn't it? I say, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's what I do.
What's your favourite thing? And I go, I've never watched a single episode of it.
I said that about The Shawshank Redemption for about 15 years of my life. I went, yeah, I bloody love The Shawshank Redemption. Then I finally watched it and I was like, yeah, it's all right.
Oh, I think it's good. You know what's sad about the Shawshank Redemption is Morgan Freeman seems to have really sold his soul. And
why?
I think because he was an ambassador in Qatar. He does some nature documentaries for some really like fundamentalist Christian people, which are like crazy. So he's like, I think he's just like, so, he's got such a good voice and he's dedicated it pretty much to evil over the last 10 years.
That is a shame. Sort of the opposite of us. We've both got horrendous voices, but we have dedicated it purely for good.
Truth and justice. My voice shall only be heard in the fight for truth, justice, and also asking for 5-star reviews.
Journalistic integrity has a new home, and it is built on the foundations of Sean McLaughlin and Johnny Pelham failing better. Genuinely, though, do give us a 5-star review. Actually, subscribe as well and follow the podcast, because that will help.
All right. Well, then we're doing very well, but also if you could get any family member who has a Spotify thing or anything and just secretly subscribe them to the podcast, that'd be great.
It's because the thing is, our numbers are going up and our Patreon numbers are genuinely rising very quickly, but it's like you only get in the charts if you get new subscribers.
Yeah. So just look, your mum's laptop, your dad's laptop, your nan's laptop, maybe not your child's.
Your cellmate's laptop.
Your cellmate's laptop.
Go into a PC world. And bloody sign up on there and do that.
Get your local Weatherspoons mates, go around, have a Weatherspoon day, and just sign them all up to the Patreon.
Yes, just give us a bloody 5. This is a 5-star podcast. Think of the conversations we've had.
Yeah. Sean,
I think of the conversations we could have had.
Yeah, look, if you want conversations about how the Muslims have taken over various places. On the Grasshopper Olympics. This is the podcast for you.
And by the way, if this is your first time listening, those two are the tenets of this podcast.
The current themes.
Well, that's what we talk about mainly.
And it's like, wouldn't it be great if Grasshoppers had an Olympics and also Britain for the British? Were you going to talk about birds, Sean?
Yeah, were you going to talk about Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh, I could talk about Carly Rae Jepsen.
What? Because Johnny had a little list that he had for the things he wanted to talk about.
It wasn't a little list. It was a lovely list of things we should talk about throughout the app. And Carly Rae Jepsen was on that.
Okay, so do you want to talk about Carly Rae Jepsen? I'll talk about birds, and then we'll wrap this fucking puppy up, and we'll see you at the top of the iTunes charts.
Oh, yeah. Is that a nosebleed? Because I'm pretty high up in the charts right now. I don't know what that was. Anyway, I'm off to see Carly Rae Jepsen.
Jepsen.
Is it not Jepsen? How do you
say
it?
It's Jepsen.
Jepsen.
Okay, what do you know about Carly Rae Jepsen?
All I know is this song. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe, and all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Can I say something, Johnny?
I knew way more of that song than I thought I did.
Johnny! You've sung a fair few songs in the history of this podcast. That is definitely the one that has been most like the song you intended it to be like.
Because
normally
no
you sing Kesha, who you claim is your favourite musical artist of all time, despite the fact you seem to know one line of one of her songs.
And greatest artist, greatest human, Kesha, love her.
Greatest love artist and human now.
Yeah, yeah, better than Mandela, in my opinion. Just my opinion. But I think better than Mandela, better than Pelé, and certainly better... And that wanker, Barack Obama.
By the way, all the Andrew Tate heads, take your shoes off. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Welcome to the incel community. No, Kesha's the greatest, but Carly Rae...
So where are you seeing Jepsen?
In Manchester somewhere.
Probably the arena, I'd assume.
The arena. And basically, 24...
She got some big songs, Carly Rae Jepsen.
What other songs did
she does
have?
That other one. I really, 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 really like you. Do you want to? Do you want me to?
Can I just say, I never heard that song. It sounds like the shittest song. And the lyrics really, I really, 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 really like you.
Yeah, and knowing you, you're probably going to be back there going, there's about 3 really's too many. I really, 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 really like you.
People say pop music's got worse.
Yeah, I know.
And you want to fight that because you want to be like, I'm sure the younger generation is just different. And then someone does a song that says, I really, 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 really like you. And you feel, so I'm going to see I Really Like You, woman. That
yeah, you're seeing her and you're seeing Call Me Baby. She's done a few others. I'm going to get her up. She's massive, man.
All the other boys.
Try to chase me.
Maybe it's not Carly Rae Jepsen because it only costs like 25 quid.
It doesn't sound like her. But to be honest, I didn't know that she was still that big. I didn't know she was still mad. Well, it must be. I mean, we can't be having a long conversation about someone who you're not even seeing.
Let me say, like, Ticketmaster. You're in. It is Carrie Rae Jepsen. Yeah, I'm seeing her.
So there you go. She's from Canada.
Canada, like your wife.
Like my bloody wife. Maybe it is my wife. Here's a fun game. One of her most recent singles is called Party for One. I think you should guess. Just do a prediction of what that song is like. It's called Party for One, Johnny. Do a prediction.
Party for one. I'm alone again, but I'm happy because I left you, you toxic prick. I think it's going to be an empowering song about being single. And...
Wow. That would be great if it's that.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think it's going to be? You give us your version of Party for One.
Yeah. Party for one. Cluedo for two. Omelettes for three. Oh, God, I need you.
So what's happening in that song then?
It's just, it's one of those, it's more like a kind of abstract lyrical theme.
It sounds quite abstract. So who are the omelettes for? Is she eating three omelettes? Is she having three omelettes?
I think it's more like, you're getting sort of snapshots into her week, a week in her life.
Right.
Where she's alone, but she's with people, but maybe being with people is making her more alone. Party for one, Cluedo for two, omelettes for three. Oh boy, I need you. No, what do you think about that? I think that's pretty good, actually.
It's like, you know, like documentaries of the Beatles riff. It's like that. It's like a brief clip.
When you say documentaries where the Beatles riff, do you mean
I said the. I said the documentary.
The documentary.
You wouldn't be allowed in the gig.
This is so bad, man. Right. Oh. Anyway, why did you buy tickets to Carly Rae Jepsen?
Because on the 24th of December.
Of course.
I realised I hadn't bought Sophie a Christmas present. And I was going to get tickets to see Pink, and Pink was like 200 quid.
I don't love you that much.
Yeah. Clearly, Sophie likes Pink. Sophie's never heard of Carly Rae Jepsen. However, irrelevant. I think she's going to love it. It's going to be a night of boogieing for me and Sophie.
That'd be great. I got gig tickets for Christmas.
Who are you going
from
to see?
From my wife.
Seen Borat.
There's a bit of Borat there.
Seen George Sachs comedy.
Fucking hell. Just for the Tate heads. My wife. You love all that, don't you? I got tickets to see The War on Drugs.
That sounds awful. Is that a band?
That sounds awful. They're one of my favourite bands.
Well, The War on Drugs has been a cataclysmic failure by almost every measure and led to sort of paramilitary groups in Colombia and Venezuela kicking out. And you often watch that, are you?
Well, they have also inspired the name of a pretty great rock and roll band.
I mean, that's a really shit bordering on offensive name for a band. The War on Drugs? Yeah.
What do you mean there's a shit name for a band? What would you call a band? What do you call them? The fucking Minimum Wages?
No, I'd call them the Lampshades. And we'd all have... We'd like Lady Gaga's thing.
I am so sick of you just looking at things in your office and saying them as if it's part of... Every time I go, what would you call this? You just go, Lampshade. Because you have no imagination or memory of the last time I said, what would you call a band? And you went, the Lampshades.
Say what you're saying. Well, maybe what I need to do is I need to get a better office.
Maybe what you need to do is get a better brain.
Oh, of course I need that. Everyone needs that.
Oh, not the War on Drugs. Great band. Great shit, band. Shit and also band. Great initiative from the US government. I fucking Nixon should have gone harder on those cunts.
I hate the War on Drugs.
I love it. I love all their albums and I love the displacement of people in Nicaragua. Go fuck yourself. Well, the thing is, we actually were doing a good podcast, but as always, we reverted back to the mean. Go fuck yourselves. Give us a 5-star review.
Fuck yourself.
Do you want to come and see them with me? Because you never go and see live music.
In London, is it?
No, it's in Brighton, actually. They're playing the Brighton Centre.
Even further away. No.
It'll be fun. It's in the summer. It's in June. Come down.
It's in June. I've got a gig in Brighton in June. If it's the same week, I'll have
it
my
might
gig.
Be the same night. It's on the Saturday.
Yeah, I'm doing a gig. First week in Saturday.
That's when it is. It's the first week in Saturday.
First weekend? The third?
No.
Oh, right. Well, I'm...
Oh,
I...
what?
What?
I'm doing... Oh, man. I'm doing Brighton on the 24th. You should have come down that time. No, it's on the 17th. And they're going to sing all their big songs, like Under the Pressure and...
Nixon was right.
Nixon was right, and so was Reagan. Oh, well, this conversation...
Do you want to talk about...
What was the thing I was going to talk about? Birds.
Birds.
Well, long-time listeners to the podcast will know I am a...
A bird head.
That's what we call ourselves, bird heads.
The birdies.
I am a long-time contributor to the RSPB, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds.
And as long-time listeners know, I think that is a disgrace.
How many charities are you giving to on the regular, then, Johnny?
My private matters will remain private in this conversation.
Wow. Wow. He's Rishi Sunak'd his way into another victory.
Thank you.
In this.
My personal finances should not be part of this this conversation.
Yes, it doesn't matter how many charities I give to. In fact, by saying how many charities I give to, it would merely distract from what an important job I'm doing on this podcast.
I think that's very true. I think you've summarised very eloquently, very succinctly my view on this matter.
Well, so actually, in a way, this is actually maybe tie the whole episode back up.
Yeah.
And this morning I received, since I've been given to the RSPB, every 6 months you get a little magazine about birds.
That's quite a long time. I thought that's only twice a year.
Mm.
I guess they've got to spend most of the money on saving birds.
Well, it's not exactly Empire magazine. You know, it's not like an actual magazine. It's just sort of a little thing they throw out. Just to kind of keep us interested in birds, really. A subject which, frankly, I have never been interested in until this morning. But I was reading all about it, and there was a big article about swans migrating from Siberia to Britain, how there's less of them. But there's more swans that migrated from Iceland to Britain, and what does that mean in terms of climate change?
Can I have a question? Do Icelandic swans and the other type of swans get on, or do they fight?
One of them are louder and one of them are mute. The mute swans are no longer coming to Britain
They're the better swans. I think the mute, you want a mute swan rather than a loud swan, just in my opinion. I've often looked at a swan like fucking yapping on and thought, I wish that had a mute button.
I wish we had a mute button.
We do, and that's that stop button.
What I'm going to do now, listeners, is call it. This episode is over. We'll talk about birds next week.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening. Do give to the RSPB.
Has it been a long enough app?
I think it's been almost an hour.
Oh, has it? All right, fair enough. I've really enjoyed this episode back. I feel like you lost faith in it, Sean.
No, I think it was fine. What I'm doing is I'm playing into the natural ebb and flow of an average episode of Failing Better.
Well, you're doing it very well, and
thank
you're
you.
Keeping me on the edge of my seat. And so I can't imagine how what you're doing to the listeners, probably almost orgasmic, I'd imagine.
Almost. feel
that's
free
as
to
close as I've ever got.
if you want to finish yourselves off, sign up to the Patreon.
What a horrible ending.
Just £3 a month. You'll get extra content every week from us. You get new stand-up, and you'll support the podcast, and you will finally be able to reach sexual climax.
Woohoo! And also...
Isn't that the game we're all in, deep down?
Yeah, we just shag and eat and sleep. That's humanity. And then every now and then someone listens to Shakespeare to try and make themselves feel better about their empty lives.
Okay. Anything else, Johnny? Anything else? If you want to email us, failingbetterpod@gmail.com.
I'm in Newcastle this weekend. If anyone fancies at the stand, if anyone fancies
oh,
bobbling
really?
Down.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do. I am doing some gigs in York.
In York? That's very close to me.
And then I'm doing a really good club gig in London on Friday at 21 Soho. Do come to that. And I'm doing another one on Thursday in London, Strip Light at Camden Comedy Club, but it's a new material night and I haven't written a joke in about 6 months. So
That'll be the more fun one then. Go to the one on Thursday, avoid one on 21 Soho West.
I'm really looking forward to getting back and just doing circuit comedy, actually, funnily enough. Because you say you're saying that your love of stand-up has sort of been rekindled. And
I'm really loving it, yeah.
I always like it, but it became more like a job sort of for a little while, and now I want it to be a passion as much as a job.
Again, where like you do it and then people give you money and it feels mental. You know, because you're really enjoying it and you're like, you're having really, and then they go, oh, yeah, this is also how you pay for shit. And it's like, and last year I hardly gigged. It was in quite I can't be asking gigging. And I do feel like, yeah, I'm really up for it again. So that's very nice.
Momentum's a key thing as well. I think if you're doing a lot of gigs and enjoying them, it sort of becomes a snowball effect, don't you think?
I do. And I also think having a break was good. Like, I needed to not do it for a bit to remember why I liked it. And now I do remember. And I'm sure I'll forget very soon. Maybe I'll forget on stage in Newcastle this weekend. So make sure you can come down and see the joy, love and fire go out of my eyes and be replaced by sadness, anxiety and a seeking for a new job.
We're back. Happy New Year, everyone. We're going to be back next week. We're going to keep doing, obviously, every Tuesday is the main app. And then I think we're going to do a few guest ones on the Fridays. I think we're basically going to sort of play it as it comes. We're going to try and do as many extra Friday ones as we can, but no guarantees. But you'll always get at least a Tuesday out of us. I hope that's okay.
I hope that's okay too. And if it's not okay, then you can join our Patreon, where you get extra content. That's a good plug.
If it's not good enough for you, then listen to another fucking podcast. How about that?
Yeah, go fuck yourselves. All right, should we go now?
Yeah. My voice is starting to go. Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.